This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's oil and gas wars are over again. CPR Sam Brash has more on a new agreement between environmental groups and the drilling industry.
Governor Jared Polis announced the agreement during a press conference on Monday. After tough conversations, he says both sides found a compromise
and a way forward that people agree will leave our state in a stronger place, a better place, with cleaner air, less carbon emissions, and better air quality.
To make the deal work, Democratic lawmakers scrapped bills to clean up air pollution related to oil and gas drilling, and the industry dropped a bevy of proposed ballot measures, including one to protect gas stoves. Instead, the legislature will try to set up a new fee on oil and gas production. 80% of the funding will go towards transit projects. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
There are new details in the case of Suzanne Morphew, a Chaffee County woman who disappeared in 2020. CPR's Ben Marcus reports a new autopsy determined her death was a homicide, though the coroner could not determine the means of death.
An autopsy released Monday morning found that she had a combination of drugs in her system at the time of death, drugs that are commonly used to sedate animals. Barry Morphew, who was initially charged with his wife's murder, had a tranquilizer gun and empty darts in his home. Charges against him were dropped before Suzanne Morphew's body was found. They could be filed again by prosecutors. Morphew has maintained his innocence. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
In Colorado schools, so-called seclusion rooms will continue to be legal after a proposal to ban them died at the state legislature. The bill's supporters called it inhumane to put children alone in separate rooms, but some school administrators testified that seclusion is a last resort that's necessary when students are violent. A slowdown tonight through the Eisenhower Tunnel on Interstate 70. Westbound lanes will be closed for routine maintenance. East and westbound traffic will alternate through the eastbound side about 20 minutes at a time between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. That continues Sundays through Thursdays for about the next 2 weeks. This is CPR News.